In her 1930s novel about China, The Good Earth, Pearl Buck called the Yangtze River the wildest, wickedest river on Earth. If she traveled upstream now, Buck might not recognize it. In the last 2 weeks, after 10 years of construction, the sluice gates have finally been closed on the mighty Three Gorges Dam, and the water level upstream of the dam has risen 450 feet. It's the final stage in a half-century of efforts by the Chinese government to tame the Yangtze. NPR's Rob Gifford has visited the river and met some of those who have witnessed its transformation, the last of the Yangtze boatmen.
Sixty years ago, on the banks of the Yangtze, voices like this rang out across the mighty river between the steep walls of the famous Three Gorges. The songs are called haozi, a kind of sea chant sung by the boatmen of the Yangtze, the men who used to run along the riverbank hauling boats upstream through the notoriously treacherous rapids. In the 19th and the first half of the 20th century, the Yangtze was almost the only way for merchants, missionaries, or anyone else to reach inland China. British missionary Samuel Pollard shuddered when he recalled his experiences of traveling up the river more than 100 years ago.
If a man has been wrecked and tossed into the raging waters of the wild rapids and only just escaped with his life, he'll never forget the weird, hissing, triumphant song that the angry, boisterous waves sang in his ears as he battled for his life against a merciless enemy.
Come on, boys, climb up the wave, the boatmen sang. We're breaking through this dangerous shoal. The haozi were more than just folk songs. They were an integral part of man's daily struggle against the river. The rapids used to claim hundreds of lives every year before the Communist Party took power in 1949 and began to dynamite the rocks and the rapids, making the river safer. Now, with the creation last week of the reservoir behind the Three Gorges Dam, the few remaining rapids have all been submerged. And this stretch of the river, at least, has been tamed, like a dragon put on a leash. Xiang Liyo remembers the haozi, the chants that he used to sing, and he remembers the old way of life. He became a boatman hauling vessels upstream through the rapids as an illiterate 12-year-old in 1943, the eldest of five children in a dirt-poor family. China under Chiang Kai-shek was still at war with Japan. Having grown up and worked all his life right beside the Yangtze River, Old Xiang, as he's now respectfully known, was recently relocated down the river and up the hillside to a shiny new apartment just near the dam. Today he's just boarded a ferry in the shadow of the new dam that will take him upstream to look, for the first time, at what's left of his old hometown. Half of it was submerged last week. Old Xiang can't make the trip without remembering how bad the old life of the 1940s was.
We weren't regarded as people in those days. We were treated like animals. If you fell into the river, no one cared. It was the hardest, lowest paid job, and it was dangerous. Only in singing the haozi, singing the shanties, could we find the strength to put together and row or pull the boat up through the rapids.
Though the years of hard work have turned his full head of hair grey, Old Xiang still has a wiry physique. Boats today are nothing like the ones he started work on. Passengers today watch a kung fu movie on the DVD player at the front of the cabin, or shout into their cell phones above the din of the engines. They're making a journey in a few hours that in Old Xiang's time took days. So Old Xiang sees the building of the Three Gorges Dam as progress.
This dam is a good thing. The Yangtze has been tamed. And that will improve people's lives. It's also good for the country, producing lots of electricity. And it will make the whole river much safer.
Old Xiang admits there has been massive dislocation and discontent about the dam. More than 700,000 people have already been relocated to make way for the new reservoir, which will eventually hold as much water as Lake Superior. But he says the newfound safety of the river, the huge amounts of hydroelectric power, and crucially, control of the almost annual flooding downstream make the project worthwhile. The ferry docks at a makeshift pier just upstream of his old hometown, Zigui. As he walks into the town, Old Xiang is surrounded by old friends and neighbours, those living in the upper half of the town whose homes have not yet been submerged. He points out where his old house was, now below the waterline of the town, cut in two. Asked if he thinks the old way of life has disappeared, he half nods his head, but then stops himself and says, not completely. You need to talk to my friend Old Hu, he says. He'll tell you about preserving history. Hu Jinhao is known as the king of Haozi, the king of the river shanties. His small apartment is covered with old photos from the 1920s and 30s of trackers pulling boats upstream and pictures of himself performing the haozi. He grew up on the banks of the Yangtze and remembers singing the shanties. Old Hu thinks it's sad that the haozi are dying, but he realizes they represent an era that no longer exists, so he's created a new version of the shanties. Karaoke haozi for the 21st century, complete with backing vocals.
It's very contradictory for me. Everything has changed. When I used to go out on the old dangerous river and sing haozi, my voice would fight against the growling of the waves. But now the old feeling is gone. I can row a small boat out on the river, so peaceful now. But I don't get any strength from it.
Old Hu's ambivalence about the taming of the Yangtze is part of a wider debate in China. How much of the old must be destroyed to make way for the new? Old Hu recognizes the benefits of progress, but does it always have to be at such high cost, he asks? Do we have to forfeit the very soul of the river? He says he'll continue to try to save some of the old songs, but one suspects that soon they too will be gone, submerged into memory like the Yangtze towns above the Three Gorges Dam. Rob Gifford, NPR News on the Yangtze River.